Welcome into the Kia Sports Game of the Week. Tonight, we are in North Olmsted, Ohio, where the Amherst-Still Comets at 3-0 have traveled into the nest here at North Olmsted to take on the 2-1 Eagles. Sit tight, put your feet up, and grab a cold drink. It's almost time for kickoff.
The following game is brought to you by these sponsors.
Rich Ward Remax is a full-time realtor specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies. Whether buying or selling, Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to get the job done. For more information, contact Richard at richardwardrealty.com. Also, Hinckley Roofing. It doesn't matter if it's business or residential. Your top roof in Ohio is Hinckley Roofing. They are family-run and built on the principles of hard work, customer loyalty, and getting the job done to perfection each and every time. Perhaps best of all, they use the finest quality roofing products, such as Owens Corning Roofing System. Visit them today at www.hinckleyroofing.com or call them at 330-722-ROOF. Also, Seta Trophy. Seta Trophy has been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all your trophy and celebration needs. This trusted company is on time, every time, and completes the work to perfection every single time. Visit them at 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland, as well as Game Day Tavern, your official place for everything you need. The hottest bartenders, drink specials, trivia nights, local bands, open mic night, and everything you want in a great tavern, including the wildly popular Queen of Hearts. And again, that's the Game Day Tavern at 15119 Snow Road in Brook Park. Welcome in, everyone, to North Olmsted, where tonight it is the visiting Amherst-Still Comets at 3-0, looking to upend the home team. A surprising 2-1 start for North Olmsted. We had a chance to talk with both coaches before the game. Up first, Amherst Coach Glass.
Here we are in the Keon Sports pregame show. The coaches show, as we do each and every week, with Coach Pass of Amherst. Coach, off to a 3-0 start. So far, what can you attribute that to?
Kids playing through adversity. Each week has been a different type of adversity, and they keep fighting and getting better. And a very coachable team that is willing to learn from their mistakes and correct them. So that's kind of put us in the position where we're at right now.
You know, this team's always been known, at least the last couple of years, as a running team. Obviously, last year with Sclazio, just a phenomenal talent. You know, what can we expect to see tonight? Is it going to be a lot of running the ball, or do you want to try to spice stuff, go 50-50, or kind of go as it feels?
I think we're playing for both. It just really depends on what North Olmsted's going to come out at.
Thanks, Coach.
And that was Coach Glass of the Amherst Still Comets. Also caught up with former North Olmsted alum Tim Brediger with North Olmsted. He had this to say.
Coach, question for you. How difficult that was it last week coming back on a Saturday? Like, just walk us through it.
It was only the third time in 22 years of coaching that I've ever had that, you know, happen. It's a challenge because your kids are sore in the morning, you know, and you have that build up to a Friday night game all week, and then you blow a lot of that energy out Friday night, even though it was only a quarter. You know, we had some kids that woke up sore, and I'm sure every school around the state had a different routine. You know, we were fortunate with our strength coach to stretch our kids out and did a walkthrough and hydrated them and had an extra meal that day. And I'm sure there's a million ways to do it. I mean, I don't know that it worked, because we played well for about 3 minutes of that game, you know, and it was enough. But, you know, it messes up the whole rest of the next week, too. You got a lot of teams in Ohio now that are tired, you know, because that not having really a true day off other than Sunday is that's hard for the coaches and the kids.
Well, let me ask you this. I've been doing this about 5 years. I've never once asked this question, and I never thought I would have to. What time did you go to bed on Friday night, if at all?
Probably about 2.
Yeah, about right.
Because we had about, 25 to 28 plays to watch.
Yeah.
And I think everybody watched them 10 times, you know?
Yeah.
And then you thought about how you, you know, I called other coaches I know, and how do you run the next morning, you know? And I'm sure a lot of people
what do
the same
do?
Boat. You know, and then we got in the office at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the kids arrived at about 11:15, and, you know, it's football, it's high school, and it's, you know, you get 10 shots to make the most of it, so, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be back on a normal schedule, and hopefully we have a great night for weather here, so
well,
it shouldn't be an issue.
I can probably ask you 20 more questions.
And guys, that was Coach Brediger of North Olmsted talking about the Eagles' hot 2-1 start surprising some fans. It's almost time for kickoff, and that will be brought to you by Cobos Insurance. Cobos Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They're independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find customers the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance, and are family-run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Also, Cleveland Fitness Club. For 20-plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, tracks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone and are open 365 days a year. You can visit them at 6600 West 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. Angela and Tony promote a family-run business for all the right reasons. Also, Jenny's Popcorn, your sponsor for the Player of the Week. Make sure you check them out at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Ridgeville. Rocket Fizz Candy. If you have a sweet tooth, Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them today at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B, right near that Fifth Street Arcade. As well as Frankie's Italian Cuisine, as we sit here in North Olmsted, the place for tonight's post-game meal certainly will be Frankie's Italian Cuisine. Visit them at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard. Also, Mullins Construction. They have plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything your home or office will need. Visit them today, www.cretans.com/Mullins. And that North Olmsted alma mater brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today, 330-725-5252, or stop in to visit them at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. How about Charlie the Painter? Does your home or office need a new paint by a real pro? If you answered yes, then Charlie Paul with Charlie the Painter Company today. He can be reached at 330-941-0465 for your next big or small job. You can also find him on Facebook or Charlie the Painter. Are you looking to work off those post-holiday pounds? There's always a holiday, but you have a busy schedule and you need a place to go work out that's always open? Well, look no further than the Workout Factory at 5508 Rich Road in Parma. We'll be right back. If you're serious about eating healthy and still enjoying those tasty treats that are actually good for you, then Middlefield Nutrition needs to be your first stop every time. Visit them today and see for yourself why they have everyone talking. You can stop in at 14960 South State Avenue in Middlefield. Also, Game Day Sportswear. Where are you going to go to get the latest gear for your favorite school or team? The answer is easy. Game Day Sportswear in New Franklin has you covered to make sure you are decked out in your team, your favorite team's gear. Visit them at www.shopgameday.net or in person at 941 West Nemecula Road in New Franklin. Check them out today and walk away looking good every single time. Also, Great House Cleaning, their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people who hire them are not only satisfied but wowed by their service. Melissa Cusack, look her up on Facebook at Great House Cleaning. And finally, the last pregame sponsor, Rain Barrels and More. For the very best in not only Rain Barrels but also CBD oils, look no further than Rain Barrels and More. They are located at 1350 Moore Road in Avon, or you can call them at 440-666-6577. They're a certified Green America company offering natural and organic solutions for your home and gardens. They offer everything from rain barrels and organic cleaners to CBD oil and essential oils. They have something for everyone, made in the U.S. and locally produced. Also, Helene Kia, go see our guy, James McConville, Jimmy McBone, and he will sell you a car. Tell him Vince McKee sent you, and he's at the Helene Kia on Lorraine Road in North Olmsted. Again, tell him Vince McKee sent you his way. And we are at football tonight, but fans, we remind you about Hoosier Hockey and also Soccer Shots. Not to mention Teresa Saban Real Estate, Airport Go-Kart, Top Tier Performance, and Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories. We'll talk to you more about them after the game.
Remember, folks, if you leave the entrance of the stadium tonight, you will not...
And joining us as we wrap up pregame, the premier sports writer in the nation, Chris Kuhn. Welcome in, bud.
Hey, how we doing?
hey, pretty good. We've got a 2-1 team against a 3-0 team, SWC. It should be a good battle. But it's not why I brought you in.
Okay?
Okay. So a lot of fans, obviously, who listen to this are football fans. The Browns got a big one Sunday night against the Rams. What do you think about that game? Browns come in a little bit banged up. What are they going to do to win?
Honestly, I'm going Rams. Limit the mistakes if you want to win. That's about all I got, honestly. They were coming in banged up, like you said.
And Chris, where exactly can we find your work?
You can find it on LorraineMorningJournal.com, and you can follow me on Twitter if you like, at Chris_Coon on Twitter.
And guys, I follow Chris on Twitter. You'll never have another boring bathroom break as long as you live.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That was Chris Coon of the Morning Journal to break down tonight's big matchup. As North Olmsted takes the field. Sit tight, we'll be right back. And we're back. All right, guys, so Amherst will be going from left to right on your radio dial. They are decked out in the white tops, green pants, yellow-green stripe down the bottom. And they'll be kicking off to start the game to North Olmsted. North Olmsted will be going from right to left on your radio dial. And yes, I did have to use my hands to tell right from left. I'll get there one day, fans. And North Olmsted with the orange tops, black helmets, and black numbers. And full disclosure, I am a North Olmsted alum, graduate of 2000, but I will try to be as unbiased as possible tonight. We are sitting next to royalty in the press box tonight. Immediate to my left, my former Little League baseball coach, Carl Cubb. Also, professional wrestler right next to me, Bill DeMott, joining us from the WWF. Thanks for joining us. All right, ball goes into the end zone, and we will start from there. And that's why they love Carl Cubb here in North Olmsted. If you do anything for the city of North Olmsted, Carl Cubb will give you a shout-out. I don't care if you're parking cars, mowing lawns. Nothing gets by this guy, let me tell you. He is not only a former Little League coach, but he has run for mayor 16 times in a row. One year he might win. Here comes North Olmsted. All right, three wide for the Eagles. Over, that's a hell of a start, but he recovers the high snap over his head, running, and he will run out of bounds. It's going to go down at about, a 7-yard loss. Let's see what they mark it. Wow, even more than that, about 11 to 12-yard loss there.
Also going out to the volunteers who helped set up the Eagle Tunnel, Matt Roach, Steve Strong, Eric Winger, Paul Kippen.
And again, fans, if you want to be a sponsor of the Keon Sports Game of the Week, email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. All right, North Olmsted Eagles set up. Trips to the top. Far wide out. Play action fake. No, he's going to give it to him. He's got a little bit of a hole. Closes quick on it, though. And down he goes, about a 1-yard pickup. And that was Cam Bellamy.
Xavier Rivers on the tackle for Amherst.
As we spoke to the head coach, Mr. Coach Tim Brediger, before the game about last year with Darren Anders, you know, some big shoes to fill this year for Cam Bellamy, Sammy Capps, battling some injuries, and we'll see if these guys could hold up their end of the bargain. Third and a mile here. Third and 19 from the 11. Shotgun formation, dropping back. Three-step drop. He's going to take off with it. Gets to about the 14, and we'll go down. And not a good start for the Eagles as they will have to punt with a 3-and-out. And the punt for the North Olmsted Eagles is Zach Doucette. As the opening drive, 3-and-out. Total of minus 6 yards on that drive. And he will punt from the shadows of his own end zone. It's up. It is a clunker. And it will get a good roll, though. A good Eagle roll. Still rolling. Picked up on the 50. Trying to get outside, middle of the field, and he'll go down at the 50. Good coverage there by North Olmsted. You are listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. This is Vince McKee. I'll be your play-by-play man, your color man, your stat man. Well, pretty much the guy who was supposed to work with me tonight called off, and so if you don't like the sound of my voice, turn off the broadcast right now. Amherst, three wide, two near to us, one far, single back formation. Now the tight end goes into motion, and he will stop. And it is a option route. Number 20's got it. and he will go nowhere.
Weatherspoon, your ball carrier, for a comment. So,
Weatherspoon gets shut down quickly there.
At the main gate, the cheerleaders were looking for donations. They will be selling their old uniforms and pounds by the front gate.
All right, Amherst, second and 10. Sailback formation again, pistol formation, shotgun. Move and hit. Tight end back into motion again. It is another handoff, and good job by the Eagles to close that hole. He's going to get about 4 yards. Does Weatherspoon, who is not on my roster, so he is touching the ball here.
Tackled by number 44, Constance.
4 yards there for number 20, the sophomore, Torrey Weatherspoon. Amherst playing a little bit banged up tonight, starting the sophomore. All right, 3rd and 7. This is very important for the Eagles to get off the field here on 3rd down. We have one lone fan sharing. She's animated. Amherst drops back. Good. He's wide open. He's got it, but they might stop him. It's going to come down to the spot. Foul number 24.
Kyle Ferguson on the receiving end of that Brazilian pass.
And Kyle Ferguson.
Samuel Capps on the tackle for the Eagles. Bring up a 4th down and 1 yard to go for a Comet 1st down.
And they will mark it just short, so a 5-yard pickup. 4th and inches, it looks like they're going to go for it. And this is a pivotal point very early into this game if the Eagles could stop them. And that lone fan is really going crazy. Here's the handoff, wide open hole for Weatherspoon. He's going to get the 1st down and much more. Down to the 33, about an 8-yard pickup for Weatherspoon. All right, new set of downs for the Comets on the Eagle 32. Brazina. Hands off. Eagles look to have stuffed it at first, but he's going to break through. And Aiden Johnson, the listed running back, turns a 2-yard loss into about a 3-yard gain. Sammy Capps and Colin Strong of the Eagles. And fans, thank you again for joining us, the Keon Sports Radio Network. That's keonsports.com. Amherst lines up about a 2nd and 9. Good spot there for the Eagles. I had him get a little bit more than 1 yard. It's a pass to the sidelines. He's got his man, and he's going to make a good hook there. 24's got it. He's going to make some room all the way down to the 5. A 26-yard pickup for Ferguson. So 2 hookups from Tyler Brazina to Kyle Ferguson have the Comets on the move. 1st and goal from the 5. 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. Comets looking to break the ice and draw first blood. Brazina calls for it, hands it off. He's got his man, 20. And Weatherspoon wrapped up after about a 1-yard pickup. All right, so the Amherst Comets here. Amherst still Comets. 2nd down and goal from the 4. North Olmsted looking for a big stop. Would be a huge momentum boost to start this game against the 3-0 Comets. It's another handoff. Weatherspoon has it, and they wrap him up. Calling Weatherspoon's name a lot tonight. Eagles jumped all over that. 3rd down and goal for the 4. The fans, like we talked about last week, it seems like every offense I cover is shotgun formation. You have to wonder when they're going to line this kid up under center. Hand it off a little bit quicker. I don't know why teams don't do it here in high school. Low snap, fields it. He's got a man. This could be picked off, and it is! Big time interception for the Eagles! Picked off at the 7-yard line.
And Sammy Roach
for the Eagles. Big time play there. Jumped the route. And if he didn't get tackled, that might have been a pick six from about 98 yards out. We go to break here on KeonSports.com. So North Olmsted catches a break with the interception deep in their own zone. And here we go again. First down and goal. Excuse me, 1st down from about the 8. Anthony takes off with it. Might have been past the line of scrimmage. They don't call it. Gets it off anyways. Catches it and fumbles it. It was caught at one point. Let's see how they mark this. Zachary Doucette. They're going to mark this about a 7-yard pickup for Doucette, who got hit and fumbled it. Lucky for him, it went out of bounds. And lucky for North Olmsted, that might have been past the line of scrimmage. Did not get called. Looked like he had about a foot past that line of scrimmage. All right, second down. Here we go. Garcia, pistol formation, and we might see the game's first flag. We do false start on North Olmsted. They can ill afford those. Those are the kind of penalties that will definitely hurt them on a drive of this nature. So back come the Eagles now. First and, well, it should be second down, shouldn't it? All right, first and 15. Hand off a good one. All kinds of room there. Number seven, Sammy Capps. Gets back to about the original line of scrimmage. Should set up about a second and 10 here. The fans, if you want to be a sponsor of the game calls, CoachFin14 at yahoo.com. Here come the Eagles again. Interesting formation. Two running back formation behind the quarterback here. And it is a keeper. Interesting formation there, fans. Don't see that. A running back draping them on each side, close receivers. And it really went nowhere.
LaVell Gibson on a tackle for the Comets, number 54.
Third and 8. 0-0 here. 4:30 remaining in the first quarter. Anthony Garcia of the Eagles has only actually got one pass off tonight. It was caught for 7 yards as Zachary Duchette. And the Eagles looking to get it going here. Deep in their own end. Dropping back. Here comes the blitz up the middle. He gets the pass off. Caught to the 30. Out to the 32-yard line. And number 12 has it. Langdon Kurtz. And this will be about a 4th and 3 coming up as Gracicio gets it off to Kurtz. North Olmsted will go ahead and punt.
Darren makes the field goal. He's going to win 5 meals for 5 friends. He misses. He gets a chicken sandwich.
Formation here for the punt. A long snap here. He's about 20 yards back. It's a very long snap for a punt. Gets it all the way back there. Boots it. This is a booming punt. A good one. It's going to be caught at the 42. He's out to the 50. Good return. Still on his feet. Down at about the 48 of the Eagles.
We're big time now.
Here we go. Amherst has it. 49 on North Olmsted to start their second drive. A first drive. Very promising. Picked off at the goal line. Hand off to Johnson. But the early fumble recovers and about a 2-yard loss. And Amherst will resume here. 2nd and 11 on the 48. 3 wide, single back. He's going to roll out. He's looking, has his man wide open and dropped.
Pass third down and 11 yards ago for
Amherst. So that was Ty Weatherspoon on the drop. The Weatherspoon brothers having themselves a night here for the Amherst Hill Comets.
Big thank you going out to Swenson's of North Olmsted for
all right, fans. Big third down here for North Olmsted. 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Dropping back. Comets want to go deep. They got their man over the middle. He's got it! Down to the 10. Brought all the way down to the 8-yard line.
All the way down to Emmy Caps on the tackle.
And it was Casey Hamrick of the Comets pulling that one down. A 44-yard strike, Brezina to Hamrick. And the Comets, known for running the ball, getting a lot of damage done tonight in the air. Wide open over the middle, had two guys flanking them, but quite a nice pocket. And that one would slide right on in. All right, here we go again. Another crucial goal to go for Amherst, and they will call a timeout. So will we. All right, here we go. First down and goal from the 9. Comets looking to score. They couldn't do it last time from about the same distance. Picked off at the 4. Here come the Comets. They're looking. He's got Weatherspoon. Finds him. Oh, my gosh, what a catch. Juggled it about 4 times before he hauls it in. And the first touchdown of the game goes to the Comets. 9-yard pitch and catch. Rosina the Weatherspoon. And the Comets draw first blood. 9-yard pitch and catch, Brezina to Weatherspoon. Amherst looking to make it 7-0 here. The snap's good. The hold kick is up. It is good. Looks good. Yep. Through the points. 7-0 Amherst. 2:09 to go. And we're back on KeelanSports.com. Amherst to kick off to North Olmsted, up 7-0. A little over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. He boots it, and that's way out there. And the Eagles will start at the 25. All right, after the touchback, it will be the 20-yard line for North Olmsted to start. They are trailing right now. Looking to get it going here. 2:09 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Commons. Eagles line up, four wide, two split each way. Single back formation for Garuccio. Drops back, rolls out again. Looking, he's got nobody. Has a check down guy, about 2 yards. Found his check down guy there, Connolly, for about a yard and a half to 2 yards. All right, here come the Eagles. Second and four, good 6 yard, more yards than I thought on that play. Here's a handoff, and they're in the backfield quickly. All right, the Comets.
Cam Bellamy,
about a 6 yard loss, I want to say there. It's hard to see where they're spotting this ball. All right, I stand corrected, only about a 2 yard loss.
Loss of about a yard on the.
Ah, third and down, and 5-4 the Eagles. Four wide again, two split each way, single back formation. Comets almost jumped there, but they don't. Here come the Eagles, looking deep, flushed out of the pocket, still looking, goes deep, interception here. Yep, picked right off by the Comets, threw it right to the kid, and he's gonna keep going, oh boy. Eagles finally wrap him up about the 32. An injury to insult as the North Olmsted Eagle is down on the field. Interception for Amherst, player down. We'll take this timeout on the KeelanSports.com radio network. And Coach Bredegar is not happy. All right, fans, so that's a 15-yard personal foul for Amherst. I haven't seen that much contact since my honeymoon. And here come the Comets. They will now take over again another short field starting on the 45. Eagles actually caught a break, even though the interception hurts them. Could have been a lot worse if it wasn't for that penalty on Amherst, as they will now take over again, looking to add to the lead. Here come the Comets again. Two wide near us, one far wide. That man now goes in motion. It is handed off to him. He's got it. He's at about the 48, 49-yard line where they'll bring him down. All right, second down and 8, 45 seconds to go. North Olmsted lucky to only be down by 7 right now. Had that big interception early. Still down, though. Here come the Comets. He's got Weatherspoon across the middle. Going to go deep. Has his man. He's got it. 35 out to about the 31. All the way down to the 29. Finds Alex Woods. 19-yard pickup to Woods. And here come the Comets. Sammy Capps and Avery Jones on the tackle. And you can see the cheerleaders starting to get ready. My daughter Maggie down there right now as we speak. Very nervous father up here in the press box. Not going to lie to you people. All right, here come the Comets. First and 10, ball on the 30. And they still do not line up behind center no matter what. Shotgun again. Calls for it. Play action fake, it's a keeper. Great job by the Eagles defense to collapse on that play. Hold them to 0 yards. And that will do it for the first quarter, where it's Amherst 7, North Olmsted 0. Brezina back out to pass. He's got his man, it's Johnson. Got it. 10-yard pickup for Johnson. Maybe not. 9-yard pickup. There's a sneak under center. Brezina's got it. The big play there for Brezina on the run. Looks like we got another goal-to-goal situation coming up, folks. Hard to see from this angle, but it looks like it's going to be about the 10.
Let's see where they spot it. Nope, the 11.
All right.
So it's going to be first and 10 from the 11. If I can see this properly, and I do. All right, Brezina has it. Brings a man in motion, going to overload the left side. Looking, has his man wide open, dropped. Oh, and almost picked off.
Bounced off the chest of Weatherspoon, kept flying and couldn't haul it in. For Brezina, only his third incomplete pass of the day, two incompletions and an interception. We'll set up a second and 10 from the 11.
All right, fans. Third, second down and 10 from the 11. Offside. Looking, has his man wide open. He's got it. Brezina going to get down to about the two. No, they're going to see he got in.
Touchdown for the Comets.
And Woods has it. I believe there's a flag on the play. There is a flag. Let's see what they call.
Oh, roughing the passer. It ain't going to change anything there. Touchdown Comets. Brezina to Woods. And the rough start for North Olmsted continues. Now two touchdowns in. And there goes daughter Maggie. I can see her from here. And I am one nervous papa. Looks like mommy's got her. Meanwhile, the football game going on. Extra point is good. And it is now 14-0 Comets. So, score and recap here. It's been all Amherst Comets. They scored with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Brezina to Weatherspoon on that 1 9-yard touchdown pass. And then to Woods on the 11-yard touchdown pass here to start the second quarter. So, really, two scores in about 3 minutes from each other. Capitalizing on that turnover. Again, the official score in there, Brezina to Woods, 11 yards out, 14-0 Comets. And the kickoff is Boone once again into the end zone. All right, there it is. So North Olmsted once again will start from their 20. All right, traveling back to pass, has his man behind the line of scrimmage though. Can he get loose with it? About 2 yards. Got banged up there, Gercio. And we'll wait for the call on who he threw it to. I couldn't see. Waiting on the official call from Mr. Cub. 84. All right, so Robert Payne on the catch.
Robert Payne was at on the receiving end of that Anthony Gercio pass.
Fortunately, he got the Payne dealt to him. He's got crushed on that hit. All right, second down and 7. 10:25 to go. Second quarter. Dropping back is Gercio.
Dropping. Possible holding call. Going to go unflagged. Here come the Comets. He will throw it away.
And he was rushed out of that pocket. Might have got away with a holding call there, blocking the back.
Bowling Green State University provides all the resources you need to succeed from immersive first-year programs.
And North Olmsted just struggling to get anything moving right now. Then we'll see another third and long. Ball on the 23. No rushing yards at all tonight, really. Bellamy minus one. Sammy caps one rush. And they're going to go trips one side. He's got his man. He's got it. First down. Gercio finds Jones for an Eagle first down. A rarity tonight. Excellent inside slot there. Lined up, uncovered. A real quick draw, and that's what North Olmsted's going to need. Gercio has not had a lot of time to pass tonight, so if you're going to get those quick slants, you've got to find them quick and hit them. That might be the key, not the key on sports, but the key to the game for North Olmsted. Here we go again, looking deep over the middle. He's got his man again to the 40, to 35, 30, 25, 18-yard line. Avery Jones all the way down to the 15-yard line. 15-yard pickup there. 20 more, 45, we'll say. Officially 55 yards, and that's what they need to do, find that quick slant. And that time he got a good separation there.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the second quarter.
And Avery Jones exposing that wide open I don't want to talk too loud as I'm sitting right next to the Amherst coaching box, but I'm sure they could see the same things we are. North Olmsted, too wide each side. Play action fake. He's going to take off. He has a possible hole if he can get it to the outside. Here he comes.
4 yards for Gersio.
And really, the first positive thing that happened on Olmsted all night since that early interception. And fans, the Eagles need to score on this drive badly. Already down 14 to nothing. Don't want to get down any further than this. They could cut it in half right here. The sun has officially set. It is a beautiful Friday night sky here in North Olmsted, Ohio. All right, here we go again. Four wide, two split each side, single back. Once again, he'll roll out, has his man. Nope, at the feet. And he was looking for Landon Kurtz there at the feet of Kurtz. Third and six. And now you got to wonder, is this four down territory? Would they settle for a field goal here just to get on the board? Or four down territory? All right, we will see. Let's see if they get it on third down and make it a non-issue. I see the field goal kicker running over now, though, so we'll see where this goes here. Third and six, 9:10 to go. High snap, he fields it. Not sure what he's doing with it, though. He's going to go down here. Yep. No idea what that play was. Looked like a possible quarterback option. He decided to keep it. And that will kill the momentum right there.
4 down and 6. We're going to check with our head coach in the box, Morning Journal's Chris Kuhn. Chris, what would you do in this situation, bud?
Kick it. He says kick it. Let's see what they do. They're going to go for it. All right. So they really respect Chris Kuhn's decision-making power up here. Timeout called. All right, we go to break. And we're back from break. Here we go. 4 down, looking for his man, flushed out. And he's going to go down yet again. Not good. Eagles turn it over on downs. All right, fans, we're back. North Olmsted blew their biggest opportunity of the game here. 14-0 Eagles. They lead it. Excuse me, they trail 14-0 Comets. Handoff finally to Johnson. We haven't seen much of him tonight. About a 6-yard pickup for Johnson on first down as the Comets really look to make some distance now in this score. Amherst Comets up 14-0, looking to extend the lead. Amherst comes in at 3-0, North Olmsted 2-1. 7:55 to go. Amherst calling for the ball. Quarterback has it. Flag on the play. He's got Johnson. 45 up to about the 46. It looked like there was a flag, though. Let's see. Waiting on the ref right now. I guess not. No, wait, hold on. Sideline warning. All right, so sideline warning as there was a flag. 6-yard pitch and catch. Brezina looked to Johnson there. All right, fans, North Olmsted on defense here. First and goal for the Comets. This quarter brought to you by the Vote Carl Cove for Mayor campaign. It's a keeper. And he's got 7 yards. Was Brezina. I'll tell you, North Olmsted needs to stop here this night. It might get ugly pretty quick. All right, Amherst has it. 47-yard line. Second and 10. Nope, second and about 3. Amherst is going to line up. Three receivers here. Looking to get a tight end in motion any second. Single back. All right, they're going to stick with the three receivers. It's a handoff. It's Johnson. He's got a hole. Here comes Johnson. Out downs about the 40-yard line. 8-yard pickup by Johnson.
Tackled by number 42, Tane Beasley of the Eagles.
Amherst looking to roll away with this one right now. North Olmsted desperately needs a stop or they're going to lose any momentum they could have had going into the half. 7.5 to go. Comets lead at 14-0. For all you soccer fans out there, we'll call it 14-0. All right, here's Amherst again. 3 deep our side. single back formation. That phone's ringing off the hook. Hand off to Johnson. Good job by the Eagles defense to stop it. Hell, it's about a 1 yard pickup. Second down and 10 from the 41. Amherst shotgun formation as they've had all night. He's going to roll out. He has his man. He's got him at about the 30, down about the 28, 27 yard line for a 10 yard pickup and a first down. It was actually Ty Weatherspoon on the catch. Kind of hard to see at times. All right, 6.5 to go. And again, just all the joys and funs of being a play-by-play guy, color guy, stat guy, spotter, all at once. Always looking for help here on KeyOnSports.com. And half the Eagles line jumps. They heard the dinner bell a little bit earlier there. Let's see if the referee is going to call it. Yes, he did. All right.
What's number one underneath
it? Here we go, Amherst. They got it. Two men in motion, far top of your screen, one near to us. Here's a good handoff, and he's got his man. He's got room to rumble. Here he goes, down to about the 7, and that was Weatherspoon again. A beautiful run, 15-yard pickup.
$62.04. Come on, Daniel, you're a soccer player. What do you want?
All right. Amherst looking to put this thing on ice right now. Already up by 14, marching in again. Here come the comments. Rolling out their quarterback, Brazini. He's got his man. Could be picked off. No. Beautiful pass. Great job by the Eagles defender to try to sweep that away. Again, fans, I apologize. I'm having a very hard time seeing who caught it. Looks like a 4 or a 1. Let's check the roster and see which one would make more sense. Casey Hamrick. So it was Hamrick on the catch. 9-yard touchdown pitch and catch. Casey Hamrick.
The bank just offered $73.22.
And it's being extended here. Now 20-0. Amherst comments. Guys, we got Deal or No Deal going on in the middle of a game. Perhaps some of the North Homestead players are watching that. I don't really know. Oh, fumbled snap. He's going to run with it. Eagles catch a break. Can they convert this still? The comments? Come on. Unbelievable. So the comments bumble the snap. Completely bumble the snap. North Homestead can't jump on it. Amherst picks it up and runs it in. And on a night where everything's going right for Amherst, it continues. They should have 0 points. They get 2 on that because that goes down now as a 2-point conversion. A rough night in North Homestead for the Eagles. 22-0 Amherst. And Amherst kicks it off. Fields by North Homestead. Sammy Camp's about the 11. He'll bring it all the way out to the 29, where North Homestead will look to take over down 22-0. Here come the Eagles down 22-0, looking to get something going before halftime. Gershio rolling out, looking for his man. He's going to hold it, throws it, has his man. Good job there. Found his tight end. 85, Kyle Conley. And we're going to see if that moves the chains. That should, nope. About a 3rd and 9, or excuse me, I am way off. 2nd and 1 after the 9 yards to Connolly. All right, North Olmsted 2nd and 1 from their own 38. Going to bring a man in motion near us. 2 wide, top of your screen. Single back. Now brings another man in motion, and it's a play action fake. He's actually going to keep it. Here he goes. Good run there by Gershio. Going to get the first down. Anthony Gershio, a good 5-yard run for another North Homestead Eagles first down. All right. As we get ready for the halftime show, a little over 5 minutes to go. Both bands warming up. Here come the Eagles. 3 wide near us. 1 far top of your screen. The snap. Good handoff there. Should have fooled the comments, but they closed on it quickly. I like that idea for the Eagles, though, as Sammy Capps had a bit of a hole. However, did close quickly, but a good fake when they had it. Here we go. 4:30 remaining. North Olmsted looking to get it going.
Here comes a semi-blitz. They get out of it, though. Might have been past the line of scrimmage again. On call, finds his man.
He had Sammy Capps.
Sammy Capps, about a six-yard pickup there.
Four caps.
Gershio doing a good job tonight getting everybody involved. Several Eagles have made a catch. Connolly, Jones, Duchette, Payne, Capps, and Kurtz. He's getting a lot of Eagles involved, but they're not scoring, so they just need to keep it going there. Someone's bound to break one. All right. Third down and two for the Eagles. Down 22 to nothing. You'd have to think this is four down territory here. Whatever, I'd just line up under center and run it, but I guess it doesn't exist in high school football anymore. And here comes the blitz. Why wouldn't you run it there? I don't know. But he breaks out of it. Gershio. What a run by Gershio. And he might have stepped out of bounds. And a flag. From the 50 down to the 32, an 18-yard run. Tack on a late hit there. And that's going to end up being about a 33-yard play after all is said and done. Gershio turned a 3rd-and-2 sack that would have put him in a long 4th-and-long all the way down, an 18-yard pickup, then the 15-yard flag. It's either got to be a late hit or a sideline warning on the Eagles coaches from being on the field. Let's see what it is. Should be a late hit. Personal foul it is. All right. And fans, North Olmsted has to watch that sideline violation, though. North Olmsted needs this one badly. 19-yard line. First down and 10, 3:30 to go. Here come the Eagles. Fans need to get loud right now, get behind their team. Here's 32. He's got it. He busts through all the way down to the 9. And that was Cam Bellamy again. 11-yard pickup for Bellamy. He needs to get it going. He's barely touched the ball tonight. North Olmsted doing a lot of passing for some reason. Timeout on the field. Comets lead it 22-0. First down and goal for the Eagles from the 9. Single back formation. Gershio going to pass. Here comes the Comets blitz. Thrown at the feet. North Olmsted drops back the pass. Gershio's got nobody and throws it away. 3rd and 9 coming up. 3rd and goal from the 9. And only in North Olmsted do we mistake kettle corn for stale hot dogs. 3rd and 9, 3rd and goal from the 9. Here come the Eagles. He's got his man! Touchdown! North Olmsted! Wide open, Cam Bellamy, Sam Roach. Sam Roach. Oh, it is Bellamy. I can't see up here. So, right. Bellamy it is. We're going to go with him. Didn't know if it was him or Roach. Either way, touchdown pass for the Eagles. 9-yard pitch and catch. Gershio to Bellamy. Okay, so I was right. It is Sam Roach on the touchdown. It is up. It is good. 9-yard touchdown pass. The official scoring there, Gershio to Sam Roach. Now 22-7. All right, so North Olmsted scores. North Olmsted boots it. And North Amherst fumbles it, but recovers 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Paws over the kicker, who makes the snap. The stop by the kicker got popped down to the 42, and it was the kicker making the stop. All right, here we go. 2:58. Amherst now trying to get that touchdown right back. 22-7. Dropping back is Brezina, scrambling out. Has his man, yes, got it. Weatherspoon. Out to about a 13-yard pickup there. Brezina quietly putting together a big night. 3 touchdown passes, 9 yards, 11 yards, and 9 yards.
First down and 10.
All right, here comes Amherst. Comets have it. Rolling out. He might get sacked. He does. He gets crushed. 2 Eagles all over him. Big time sack there. Now 2nd and long. And fans, I'm not sure of the stats, but I want to say that's only the first time tonight he's been sacked. I'm going to check on that for you. But I believe the first sack of the game. I see somebody shaking their head agreeing with me. We'll go with it. All right. Under 2 minutes to go. for Amherst. From the Eagle 45. Looking deep again is Brezina. He's going to be intercepted. Beautiful job by the Eagles. And the Eagles will take over looking for a two-minute drive. It was Payne with the interception. Amherst 22. Your North Olmsted Eagles 7. Minute 46 to go. Eagles would be wise to run the clock out here. Let's see if they do. Yes, they do. Looks like Bellamy from what I can see.
Bellamy, your ball carrier.
About a loss of 2 yards. And now let's see if the Comets will blow through some timeouts to try to get the ball back. Bellamy with only 4 carries in the first half. Minute 22 to go. If anything, I smell tomato sauce over kettle corn. I do. It's weird. I've had a taste for a meatball sub all week. All right. Oh, timeout called finally by North Olmsted, actually. All right. We'll take this break. A minute 7 to go on the KeonSports.com radio network. Here's the handoff. It's Caps. He's got a lane. Caps closes quickly. Nope, Avery Jones. Sorry, Avery Jones. About a 4-yard pickup. And fans listening at home, if you own fans that you don't want anymore, please deliver them to the North Olmsted press box. Fans, portable air conditioners, perhaps just a box of ice. You know, whatever you can bring up. We hear the kettle corn's really good. We've not actually seen any. 52 seconds to go. Ironically enough, we're at a high school because I have not sweated this much since my prom night. It is 22-7. Comets lead it. And if you want to be a sponsor, email us at coachvin14@yahoo.com. All right. 3rd and 8, and it's crucial right now that North Olmsted doesn't turn the ball over. Just get a safe play here and punt it. Gershio will keep it. Has a bit of a hole. He'll go down. Two-yard pickup, 40 seconds to go, 4th and 8. And it does not appear that the Comets have any timeouts left. They don't. So North Olmsted should be able to run this out here. About a 4-second difference on the clock. So now North Olmsted just needs to get a punt off. Even if you kick it out of bounds, just get the punt off. Don't drop it. And get to halftime only down 15, which could have been a lot worse. 22-7. There'll be no halftime show tonight, folks, as I will be heading down to the sidelines to watch my daughter cheerlead. So if my voice sounds crackly in the third quarter, you know why. All right. 3 seconds to go. Timeout called officially here. And this is going to come down to a punt. All right, fans. The Eagles will punt from their own end zone with 3 seconds to go. Basically, you just need a safe punt here. Just punt it out of bounds if you have to, but whatever you do, do not turn the ball over. He gets it off, and that's all he really needed to do. Amherst won't do it, and there's halftime, fans. We'll be back for the third quarter. With the score, Amherst 22, North Olmsted 7. And that has been the Keon Sports Halftime Show. Special shout out to my own daughter, Maggie McKee, who just did a great job cheerleading. Way to go, Maggie. Daddy loves you. And we're back. Amherst leads 22-7. First play from scrimmage. Aiden Johnson brought down. As Amherst is on about their 40.
Colin Strong with the tackle for the Eagles.
10-minute mark. Third quarter. Comets lead 22-7. All right, Amherst 2nd and 9. Dropping back the pass, Brezina has his man, Weatherspoon, overshoots him. Setting up a 3rd and 9. Ah, 3rd and long, North Olmsted needs a stop right here to get that momentum going in the second half as they trail 22-10. Amherst, shotgun formation, Brezina rolls out, looking, here comes a blitzer, has to force the throw, it's picked off! No, it's not! Oh, in his hands! right to him, juggled it and dropped it. And I jumped the gun on that call, fans, but it looked like he was going to catch it. It was right in his hands. Regardless, a big stop for the Eagles. That's what they're going to need in this second half. Can ill afford to allow any more points. And the punt for the Comets. A good boot here. Excellent Comet roll. It's going to keep going all the way down about the 10 to the 9. One heck of a punt for the Comets. And the Eagles will start with some room to go when we get back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. It's a handoff. Bellamy and brought down. About a 1 yard pickup. Second and 9, 8:50 to go. Third quarter. For the Eagles. Motion trips. They're going to try to throw their way out of here. Everybody's covered. He's going to take off. This might be a safety. He needs to scramble out of this. Here comes Garcia. To the 25, to the 30. 35, out to the 34-yard line. Makes something out of nothing. A 23-yard pickup. Here's the snap. First down going deep. Has his man. It is juggled and dropped. About a 20-yard offering there. Down the sidelines, could not haul it in. Langdon Kurtz, the intended receiver, sets up a 2nd and 10. Second and long, Eagles, 34-yard line. False start, 5 yards. 2nd and 15, Eagles drop back pass. His man looking deep, he's going to overshoot him. In and out of the fingertips of Tyler Jones. Dropping back, dumps off the Bellamy. And that's going to go for absolutely nothing. And the Eagles will have to punt.
Losers!
Whatever.
And the Eagles will have to punt it. KeonSports.com, we thank you for listening. If you want to be a sponsor, get a 30-second commercial read on every single episode that we do, whether it's a podcast, a game, hockey game, doesn't matter, MMA, boxing, we do it all. Email me, Vince McKee, CoachFin14 at yahoo.com. As the Eagles will punt it away, field it up to 50, and that's where the Comets will take over with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And off to Weatherspoon. And he will knock it anywhere. It is Weatherspoon, wrapped up for about a yard. Amherst with the big night now, 22-7. Tyler Brazina, three touchdown passes tonight, but three big interceptions. Well, one got called back, so officially two interceptions, three touchdowns for Brazina. He drops back again, looking for his man. He's going to throw him. He's got Weatherspoon out to the 46. Down, gets hit from behind, brought down at about the 43 of the Eagles, and a first down. Brazina finds Weatherspoon. First down and 10 for the Comets. Three wide. Man goes in motion. He finds him. It's Weatherspoon again. He's got a hole. Good 5 yard pickup for Weatherspoon. Comets looking to march for another touchdown here and really kind of put the game away if they could do it. North Olmsted has not shown much on offense tonight. And you look at it right now with a 15-point differential. Weatherspoon favoring his knee. He's going to have to come out of the game. And he will take a knee. All right, fans, going to take this timeout on the KeonSports.com. Here comes Amherst, 2nd and 5 at the 36, looking to drive. Brazina has Johnson. Johnson, about a 5 yard pickup, will get the first down. 3rd down and 2, crucial defensive stop here for the Eagles if they can get it. It's Johnson spinning his way forward, about a 5 yard pickup. And another first down for the Comets. All right, Comets have it. Three wide, left hand. Brazina to drop back the pass. He's going deep. He's got his man. He is touchdown, Comets. Brazina, a wide open. Casey Hamrick, his 2nd of the night. And that should put the nail in the coffin of the Eagles. Now 28-7. 3:58 to go in the third. 36-yard pitch and catch. Brazina to Hamrick.
And now let's see if they can get a good snap off. Last time they didn't, but they still converted it for two. Another bad snap. Kick is good. Kicks it halfway to Jupiter. 29-7. Amherst starting to run it up. All right, here come the Comets. Already up 29-7. Going to boot it to North Olmsted. And yet again, another touchback. That's where North Olmsted will take over. Down 29-7. 3:58 to go here in the third. North Olmsted taking over. Here's a good handoff. Has a lane. Looks like Sammy Caps about 6 yards for Caps. North Olmsted looking at about a second and four after a 6 yard pickup from Caps. Hands it off again. Can't get anywhere. Sammy Caps gets stuffed. And it'll be third and four. All right, so we have Trips bunched top of the screen, unbunched. And receiver moves. Referee doesn't call it. That could have been a false start. Resets himself. Quarterback takes it. Gershio has his man. Looks like Bellamy. Yeah, it is Bellamy, and there he goes. Good pickup there. 22-yard strike. Gershio to Bellamy. And fans, any positivity right here. North Olmsted needs it.
Coach Marty.
Yep. All right, Eagles handoff. Robert Payne. About a 4 yard pickup there. Gershio to Payne.
Mark Polson on the tackle for the Comets.
Set up a second and six. I want to thank everybody tonight for listening. Another fun one. Amherst leads it 29-7. About a minute 50 to go in the third. If you want to be a sponsor, 30-second commercial during every broadcast, email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. Here comes Gershio. He's going to take off with it, and he's got the first down and more. About a good 14-yard pickup for Gershio. And for Gershio, he's done some damage tonight with his legs. Pickups of four a couple times, 5-18, a 23-yarder, and a 14-yarder there. First down and 10 for North Olmsted on the 37-yard line of the Comets. Here's Gershio again, looking short, finds his check down, and it will go nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, where it will be second and 10.
Lyndon Kurtz,
the receiver on that, but again, did not go very far. A big night there for Gershio, spreading the ball around despite the interception. He has hit several different receivers. Connolly, Jones, Duchette, Payne, Caps, Bellamy, and Kurtz. All right, dropping back is Curcio, and he will go down another sack. So Anthony Gershio cannot avoid the pressure there, and he will go down yet again. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Amherst leads it 29-7. Third and about 20 for the Eagles. They'll have it here. Dropping back the pass, Gershio gets flushed out. He's going to go down again. Yes, he does. Looks like he might have been able to spin around it for a second there. Couldn't get loose.
Bring up a fourth down and 20 yards to go for Eagle first down.
And we now have a fourth and 20 for the Eagles. I would have to believe they're going to punt it here, but down by this many points, might as well go for it. We'll see. End of the third quarter. We'll be back. KeonSports.com. Amherst 29, North Olmsted 7. Fourth quarter starts here. Fourth and 25.
Who are they playing, Chris? You know who Perry's playing?
So Perry whooping up on somebody 42-0 after the first quarter. Wild one there. As you guys know, we had Drew Schiano on the show last night in our player spotlight. All right, so the Eagles will do the smart thing here and punt it away. Down by 22 with 12 minutes to go. Just really no offense at all tonight for the Eagles. One touchdown drive was about it. And that was aided by a huge penalty. All right, they'll down it at the 18 of the Comets where Amherst will take over. Okay, so here comes the Comets, looking to see if that's Brezina again under center. Can't tell from this angle. It is. So Amherst will keep in their starters. Looks like Aiden Johnson for about a yard there. And now Amherst will play the clock game. They want this next 20 minutes to go by as quickly as possible. All right. Second down and 10 from their own 19. Amherst has it. Two backs, Drake Brezina. Fakes it to Weatherspoon, and he keeps it. He gets brought down easily by about a horde of Eagles. Four different Eagles on the tackle. Will be third and long. Official credit goes to Roach, but he had plenty of help there. All right, here comes Amherst, up 29-7. Third and five on their own 24. Brezina calls for it. Scrambles out. They're going to throw with the 22-point lead, and it is dropped. And that will also stop the clock here. Very interesting decision. 29-7 for Amherst. And a safe play, a little roll out there. Well covered and dropped. And it's a low snap for Amherst. Boots it, almost blocked. Good kick. North Olmsted better get away from it here. Not sure what he was doing. Falls on it anyways. Got lucky. Takes a pounding for his bad decision. And 10:25 to go. Amherst leads it 29-7. It's a handoff. Bellamy has it. Up the line he goes. About a 4-yard pickup for Bellamy. A slow night tonight for Cam Bellamy. One of the few options the Eagles had left at running back. Had that one big pickup of about 22 yards. That was really it. Sam Roach with the touchdown a little bit earlier there. 9-yard pitch and catch to Sam Roach. Here's Gershio dropping back again, going deep. He's got his man. It's caught and dropped in the hands of Kyle Conley. Set up third and four for the Eagles. And it was a good pass for Gershio. Hit him right in the breadbasket there. Just dropped it. Fans, thank you again for joining us. As you know, we broadcast several games every weekend, written articles, podcasts. We do it all with Keon Sports. If you want to join one of our growing list of sponsors, guys, it's cheap, it's affordable, and you get a lot of bang for your buck. Email me, CoachFinn14 at yahoo.com. Here's Gershio rolling out, and he's got about a good 10-yard pickup. That will move the chains. And for Gershio, well over 70 yards on the ground tonight. All right, new set of downs here. First and 10, Eagles going deep. He's got his man in and out of the hands. Great deflection there by Amherst to bust that up at the last second. We'll set up a second down and 10. Incredible defensive job there by the Comets. And we're back. Second down and 10, 46-yard line for the Eagles. This game is not over with yet. If they could score here on a quick play, only go down by two touchdowns, then you never know what could happen. But they need something big, and they need it now. Hand off. He's got his man. Roach, a little bit of room to work with. Caps, actually. About a good 8-yard pickup. Sammy Caps. A.J. Woods of Amherst on that tackle. He's going to set up a third and about 2.5. Ball on the 39, clock running. This game is not over with yet, fans. If the Eagles could score here, anything could happen. Still waiting on that 50-50 winner. Here come the Eagles. Dropping back the pass. Over the middle, deep. Throws it to nobody. A broken route there. It'll be fourth and third. Fourth and third on the 39. And for you compulsive gamblers out there, that 50-50 drawing, we might hold it again. So sit tight. 8:34 to go, 29-7. Ball on 39. This really is it for North Olmsted. They get stopped here. Amherst could more than likely run out the clock. We'll see. Here's Guercio. Looking. Has his man deep. Wide open. He's got it. Touchdown, Eagles. Landon Kurtz on a 39-yard touchdown strike. And the Eagles will not go away slowly. And the official scoring on that one, a 39-yard touchdown strike. Guercio to Kurtz. At the 8:27 mark of the fourth quarter, the German Hammer now set up to kick. It's up. It is. Wow. It is good. He booted it. All right. Fourth quarter, two-score game just like that. Amherst 29, Eagles 14. For you fans of false hope, North Olmsted has given you some. On a 4th-and-3, a bomb there. 39-yard touchdown completion. On 4th-and-3, they aired it out. And it was Guercio to Kurtz. That cut the score down to 29-14. 8:27 to go. Full complement of timeouts for both teams. So North Olmsted could still kick this off and not go for an onside kick. Let's see what they do. 8 to go in high school is not a ton of time. And yes, they do the onside kick. Fielded cleanly, but that bounced.
Onside kick, recovered by.
And Amherst does have it. All right, Amherst will take over. 8:23 to go. All right, Amherst still has it. Here come the Comets. Hand off. It looks like Weatherspoon. No! And he's got a big time hole. Looking for the number on this kid. That's Mackie Perdue, his first carry of the night. 36-yard pickup for Perdue.
9-yard line, first down, Amherst.
And Mackie Perdue had been on the sidelines all night. Finally gets his number called and bursts right through, does Perdue. And Amherst trying to swarm out any flicker of hope North Olmsted had there for a second. All right. Clock will roll now. 8:07 to go. Amherst, big time pickup there out of Perdue. Took the win out of the crowd. And here comes Amherst again. And the linebacker gets right through the line to bring down Johnson. All right, fans. Amherst 29, North Olmsted 14. Three wide. And we see a lot of headlights coming back into the stadium. They've heard there's going to be a third 50-50 raffle drawing tonight. So they are hauling ass back into the stadium. Here comes Amherst. And not going to happen there. Brezina. It's Aiden Johnson. Goes for about 1 yard. Oh, they're going to say it was a fumble. Wow. So no one knew he fumbled it until Austin, the North Olmsted bench erupts and a signal from the refs. Nobody saw that coming. Not even, yeah, it is official. Okay. North Olmsted ball. And word has come up to the box that the challenge flag has been thrown. Carl Cobb under the hood right now. And he's given a signal. It is North Olmsted ball. The official review goes to North Olmsted. Here come the Eagles. They got four wide, two split. Guercio looking for his man. He's got a guy wide open in the corner. Doesn't see him. Dumps it over the middle instead. The Johnson, I believe. Can't really see. Guercio 2. And all of a sudden,
Samuel Roach.
And minutes ago, this game looked like it was set and done. And just like that, North Olmsted. Here we go again. Here come the Eagles. Guercio. Oh, got blitzed. Looking for Jones. Couldn't hit him. All right, 2nd and 10 coming up for the Eagles. Guercio on the night's been sacked twice. Looks like 2 touchdowns, an interception. Up and down night for Guercio and the Eagles. He's done some damage with his legs, however. 6:41 to go, 15-point differential here. And false hope has become real hope. Beautiful fake there, he's got his man! All the way up.
Sammy Capps. Tremendous, tremendous fake. Then has Capps a 14-yard pickup. And they sold that play fake beautifully to Gershio. 6:34, clock running after the first down. They hurry to the line. Here comes North Olmsted. Looking for his man. Everybody's covered. Actually has somebody in the middle of the field. Doesn't see him. Wide open in the middle of the field. Incomplete. He had Cam Bellamy in the center of the field. Wide open. No one near him. Beautiful block and release play there for Cam Bellamy. However, Gershio couldn't find him. And North Olmsted just missed what would have been a huge opening. Yep. And after six innings, Cleveland leads the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2. All right, North Olmsted has it here. Second and 10. Hand off to Bellamy.
Cameron Bellamy, the ball carrier for the Eagles.
And 2 yards in.
Once again by number 45, Aiden Johnson of the Comets.
Aiden Johnson on the tackle for the Eagles. And for reasons we don't know. All right, North Olmsted has it. Incomplete pass.
What the heck's going on?
Relax. Starhouse.
It was a running play. You don't stop the clock.
Okay, relax.
You don't start yelling either at us.
Run the clock.
Our mouth or the clock?
Home cooking.
Our mouth or the clock?
All right, fans, fourth down and six. I'm going to need a new pair of underwear here shortly, as it is 29-14, and people are completely out of control. All right, Gershio has it over the middle. Oh, incomplete. Intended over the middle there. And every time I say it might be the nail in the coffin, North Olmsted gets a crazy break, so I'm not going to say it yet. All right, 29-14. And Amherst would be wise to keep their starters in for one more drive and try to end this. All right, clock will stop now. The clock's running here. 6:03 on the clock, 29-14, first and 10. And for all you fans of conspiracy theories, we still have no winner for that 50-50. Amherst has it. Hands off. About 2 yards. That was the man who just rumbled earlier. Purdue, Mackie Purdue. About 2 yards.
And
now that clock continues to run. 29-14. Bradley Gribble. Here comes Amherst. Two top. Hand off, keeper. Nope. Brezina's going to keep it. He gets sacked. Better hold on to the ball. Alright, 29-14. Amherst clinging to this lead right now. It's gone back and forth, back and forth. And North Olmsted now down to under 5 minutes. Right now they need a stop. 3rd and 13. You'd have to believe Amherst would punt it here. If they throw the ball and it's an incomplete pass, the clock will stop. No matter what people beg for, the clock will stop. He drops back. He's going to roll out. He's going to throw it deep. Incomplete pass. He would have been better off going down with it there. Now 4:34. The clock does stop. 4th and 13 to go for Brezina. And here comes the punt from Amherst. North Olmsted sends the house. That's going to be a roughing the punter, and that will do it for the night. As with 4:27 to go, North Olmsted sends about six kids into the punter, and that will do it. As the ball will go back to Amherst. And with 4.5 to go, you would have to believe they're going to stop throwing the ball. You would think. So the referee makes the obvious call there. Personal foul. 8 different guys into the kicker. Tim Brediger, it's been a long night for him. You know he's got to be frustrated. North Olmsted had their chances in the second half, though. You can't say that they didn't. Only down 15 with the ball a few moments ago and just could not get it going. 4:27 left to go. Comets 29, Eagles 14. You're listening to Vince McKee on the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, Amherst has it. Double back formation. Not really an I formation as they're next to the quarterback. Handoff, Purdue. And Purdue gets about 2 yards. And fans, tonight's player of the game goes to Rusty Gary, our incredible time operator. Let me tell you, this guy's had a rough, rough night, but he is playing well. Here comes Amherst.
Slides it out.
Oh, we got down and distance. I'll tell you. Wasson on the tackle. Third. Down and long, waiting for the down and distance here, about 3.5 minutes to go, 29-14. And Amherst looking for that next play from the sidelines now. Clock ticking away, 10 to go on the play clock. I don't know if they're going to call a timeout here or what. 6 seconds, and this should be a timeout. They're going to let it get all the way down to 1 and call the timeout on third down. There it is. Brezina calls for it. 3:03 to go, Amherst 29, North Olmsted 14. Here we go. Third down and 3. Hand off to Purdue. First down for the Comets. And let's hope that should do it. It is a 15-point differential here with under 3 minutes to go. Purdue again. All eyes on the clock operator and the referee right now. Want that thing to roll. This guy's playing for a job this week, folks. All right, here we go. 2:30 to go. Could really just kneel on the ball here, but I think they're going to run it to Purdue again. Yep, there's Purdue. And he's got about a yard.
Once again, Matthew Purdue, the ball carrier, also on video tonight, Mr. Robert Payne.
2:15 to go. 29 for Amherst, 14 for the Eagles. And North Olmsted will start to use their timeouts and extend this night. We go to break. For all you fans who had late dinner plans, our apologies. We're not leaving until there's a 50-50 winner. We'll be back on Keon Sports. And we're back on the KeonSports.com. 2nd and 8 on the 10. Will Amherst do the humane thing and take a knee? Nope. They hand it off. Purdue again. North Olmsted. Beautiful job by Sammy Capps. Picks him up and drives him. Sammy Capps with some ruthless aggression. 2:10 to go. And North Olmsted will extend the clock. And we're back. 3rd down and 9, and this one possession has taken at least 20 minutes. No exaggeration, fans. About, what would you say, like 45 seconds of time clock? 20 minutes of real time? Here comes Amherst, 3rd and 9. And for reasons unbeknownst to me, they're going to throw the ball. Incomplete. That will stop the clock. 4th and goal. No, actually, I'm wrong. 4th and 11. I'm wrong again. 4th and 9 from the 11. It's been a long night, folks. Please, God, send me McCullough, man. All right. Brezina, incomplete. You'd have to think that's the last time he throws the ball tonight. Common sense would tell me that. All right. They're going to kick it. He was hooking them to the left in practice. He was missing to the left here in practice. And 5 extra yards will be tacked on to this.
Left
leg game going against the Cox.
And the Eagles would be wise to take this, move it back five more yards. For North Olmsted, they're going to need a block and return this kick to have any chance. It could happen. It could happen. All right. Official distance here, if I can see correctly, is 37 yards. I think he's on the 27. I think. Yep, 27 it is. One hell of a glare from the headlights fans. Oh, low snap again. Gets the kickoff. Beautiful. He boots it through. That should put it on ice. 32 yards, Adam Henderson. 32-14, Amherst. So for Amherst, they scored in every quarter tonight, fans. Touchdown pass in the first quarter to Weatherspoon. Two touchdown passes to Woods and Hamrick in the second. Touchdown pass to Hamrick in the third. And now a 37-yard field goal, Adam Henderson. It is now 32-14. And we're back here on KeonSports.com. Vince McKee joined by everybody listening out there. Thank you very much. Amherst to kick it off. 2 minutes to go, 32-14. This one just about over. And the kick is underway. It's low. Fielded by the Eagles at the 30. Out to about the 32. And brought down from there. 1:55 to go. All right. 1:54 to go. Here we go, Gershio from the pocket. And the snap, looking deep, looking for Kurtz. Nope, goes short to Caps. He's got it. Caps to the 40. Nope, just shy. It's about the 37. 5 yard pickup to Sammy Caps.
Johnson on tackle with help for number 16, Aiden Steele. 1:34
to go. If you want to work for us, we need writers, we need color men, we need stat men, whatever you want to do, let me know. Vince McKee at CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. We want you on our team. Incomplete pass there by Gershio. Now 3rd and 6, 36 seconds to go on the clock. KeonSports.com. We need sponsors. You get a 30-second commercial during every broadcast. Email me, Vince McKee, CoachVin14. We want to help your small business, your campaign, your religious belief. We don't care. We just want your money. We need sponsors. Email me, CoachFan14 at Yahoo.com. Great block there. Excellent block. And Gershio, 4 yard run there. In a game where it's 32-14.
He goes off the officials, not off you guys.
All right, minute 23 to go.
Yeah.
It looked like he went out of bounds there. That will stop the clock. 32-14. Here. Good job stopping the clock. Throwing the ball. Incomplete. And Gershio, that will do it. Minute 20, 32-14. And for all you fans watching football for the first time, the clock stops on incomplete passes, change of possessions. When a person goes out of bounds, all will stop the clock. A clock will not stop if it's a handoff inside the two white lines you see, top and bottom. Also called out of bounds. 1:20 to go, 32-14. Brezina will take the knee. Nope. There was no play running there. Clock will run.
We're not listening to you, we're listening to the ref.
Minute 9 to go. 32-14.
Yeah, it is.
And this is a differential.
Why don't you guys throw again?
32-14. Not exactly a nail biter here, but.
Time to go home, pal.
And Amherst should kneel it. And that will do it. No, one more play to go. All right. 40 seconds to go. I'm going to use this to thank all the fans once again. You can email me at CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. We want to thank everybody in the press box for listening to my big mouth all night. Thank you to them. And one more snap will do it. 24 seconds. And it's over. All right. Thank you for joining us on the Keon Sports Radio Network. We are looking for sponsors. Keon Sports, Coachman14 at yahoo.com. We need sponsors. Send them our way. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.